JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. The Kicks Morning Show is on now.
Wednesday.
What brings you around the middle of the week?
All I care about is getting creative input on my own show.
What are we going to do?
Let's wait it out.
That's not an option. You got to keep on keeping on.
Are you ready to rock?
Yes, sir.
Wednesday.
It's the Kicks Morning Show. JP, Lauren, Husker Nick. Good morning. Welcome to Wednesday, May 1st. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning.
It's May.
It's May 1st, and I had to get my coat back out. This weather is
stupid. I know, it's
stupid.
Ridiculous. It is crazy. It doesn't make any sense, but that's all right. Hopefully, we'll have a long, fun summer, and it'll extend into fall a little bit.
Yes.
Exactly. It'll be good when we get there.
It's a little chilly to start the
day. I was angry about it.
You were angry? Why?
About getting my coat back out.
Did you like get like the winter coat out? You don't have like a jacket?
I don't have a lot of options.
Or a hoodie or a zip-up.
I've got a hoodie, and I'm nice and toasty in my hoodie with my jeans. Okay.
I'm not much of a zip-up hoodie kind of person.
Why not?
Oh, that's so sad. They're the most. That's the most comfortable thing on the planet.
Literally. I mean, this is like, the reason this hoodie I went and grabbed it was because not only was it cheap, and it also has my daughter's new college on it, but like the inside is really, really soft.
Actually, I have someday when I'm a millionaire, okay. The one thing, I never want to wear the same pair of sweats twice. Because
really?
They're never as good after you wash them. They're that super soft material.
Oh.
Like my stupid indulgence someday when I'm stupid rich is that I will only wear sweatshirts and sweatpants time and then donate them. Because they're not as soft after you wash them.
I have one pair of sweatpants, and I've had them for 9 years, and they are the greatest thing on the history of the world.
Yeah, well, yes, that's true. But who has that kind of time?
I just don't have the kind of money, so I got one pair, and that's what I rock.
This one pair of Husker sweats that I wear around the house and sometimes out in public, it just depends, because there's a giant hole in the crotch. But it's like they're so
warm.
Wait,
never
out
them in public?
I'll wear shorts underneath them, but... Yeah,
that's not okay.
You can't see.
Still, even
you
if
can't
you have
see
shorts,
the hole.
It doesn't matter.
If you're walking, it's loose enough, and you can't really see the hole. So
all
it's
right.
Like
that's so creepy.
But yeah, so I'll wear those sweatpants.
Creeper.
They're super comfortable.
Please tell me you don't go within like 500 yards of any elementary schools in those.
No, I hope that everyone can hear my judgment face through the radio.
Yeah,
it's got my judgment face on.
It's absolutely crazy.
Very rarely will I wear it. They're not in public. If I have to run to the grocery store quick, I'll have them on just because they're super comfortable. I'm like, it's the weekend. I'm not going to take them off and put on a different pair of sweatpants. I'll just go and get what I need to get and come back. Nobody's going to see my crotch.
You know, there's a story we're going to talk about later having to do with dress codes for parents, and it might be because of you.
That'll be tomorrow. But yeah.
This might be because of you.
Probably. I've never worn that to the kids' school, so don't have to worry about that.
JP, giant crotch holes.
That's a phrase I never wanted to hear on this show, to be honest.
Not okay.
The giant crotch.
Like, I'm glad this is at before 6 o'clock.
Right.
And hopefully no one's listening. Because that's not a phrase I ever want to hear again.
So we'll get into that later on. We've got a lot for you on the show, though, because we've got your chance to get your way to Kenny Chesney and the big Live Like Kenny getaway to the Hard Rock Hotel at the Riviera Maya Cancun.
If you live like Kenny, do you just have rum in your hand at all times? I mean, that's how I picture that, in a coconut.
Probably.
Right?
You know, like breaking in a pair of sweatpants, I feel like at first living like Kenny would suck because your feet would hurt all the time because he never
probably.
Wears shoes.
That's true.
He has years where he must have years worth of calluses built up from walking around barefoot. Like that would be painful for a while.
Yeah.
To go everywhere
get used
barefoot.
To it and your feet would be just comfortable all the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you'd have a sweet tan. Like, do you get an automatic just tan?
Like, yes.
The moment
tan.
That you, it's like you live like, and there's the sparkles that come over you, and all of a sudden you have a straw hat. You're kind of in
do
a sleeveless shirt
bald?
With. Probably.
You're
and
strangely
then you,
golden.
Yeah, and you just have the golden skin.
Yeah.
And you're just out there like, there's a rum in my hand.
That would be
living
the best
like Kenny.
Life.
And you're super duper cut.
Right.
Yeah.
He is solid muscle.
Which is amazing for how much rum he drinks. Yeah. I don't understand this.
Just the rum diet alone will be good enough for you.
Yeah.
Your chance to win that coming up.
Next with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
Well, if you give me a chance to join us for May the 4th, be with you with the Omaha Storm Chasers at Warner Park coming up on Saturday. That's on the way. And a drunken pig in minute.
Live, local, and laughing. Now, it's JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
That's all, folks.
So, a drunken pig.
maybe Porky didn't have a stutter. Maybe he was trashed.
I'm kind of hammered here, folks.
It's a very good possibility. In Australia, there's wild pigs that kind of roam all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a group of campers that were careless and left out 18 cans of beer.
Oh my God, that's a travesty in its own right.
Although I can,
like, that's going to get hot overnight.
Right?
What are you doing, you idiots?
Now, I would say when you're camping, you're like really warned against not leaving this kind of stuff outside. But things in sealed aluminum cans, because there wouldn't be a smell, feels like that would be relatively safe.
It's a shiny object.
Yeah.
And if there's one thing you know about fishing and some hunting is animals love them some shiny objects.
And so that's what this wild pig decided to do, was to get into the 18 cans of beer. And he boozed up pretty good.
Yeah. Animals love getting hammered. Like, getting hammered for animals is a big deal. I told you guys, I had a roommate that had these two cats, and this is like when I was like 22. It was a black cat and a white cat, and they were huge. And when we'd have parties over there, they'd get into the cups that were set around, and they would just chug whatever beer was in there, and you'd know that they had enough because they would just sit on the table in the middle of the party purring. Like, no one's touching them. No one's paying attention to them. They're just sitting there staring straight ahead, purring, because they're so hammered they can't even see straight. It was awesome.
So I love the description of this pig. It says, it soon started exhibiting bad manners and loudish behavior.
That'll happen.
After slurping down the beer, this little piggy went to the garbage bins, began rooting around for a late night snack.
As you do.
Then it took a dip in the river and passed out for a post-gorge snooze under a tree.
That's what I'm talking about. It sounds like this pig was living his best life, is what that sounds like.
But not before getting in a fight with a cow.
So, like, pretty much all of that would describe a typical Friday night for Coriel, to be honest with you.
Our Nebraska nights.
Yeah, life, just getting ham-boned,
finding
some food, and picking a fight with somebody, and then passing out under a random tree. That all sounds about right. Like, that sounds like a pretty fun. I mean, we've all been to Country Stampede with Coriel.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's about right.
Well, also like Coriel, this pig apparently is a serial offender.
Okay.
He has a nickname. They call him Swino.
Nice.
Swino comes around, drinks all our beer, and eats the trash.
And
gets in a fight with a cow.
Dude, it'll be a sad day, because down there in Australia, they hunt these wild boars all the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It'll be a sad day if someone comes across this pig and ends up getting him, because it sounds like a national treasure to me.
Like, I wonder if you have like the defining features or whatever this pig's in, do not hurt Swino type.
Oh my
thing.
God. Like, he sounds like the one animal in Australia that's not meant to murder humans. Like, he's actually on your team and just wants to party.
He actually just wants to drink your beer and hang out.
Yeah, he's like, hey man, let's party.
Oh, that's hilarious. All right. So if you get a chance to go to Australia and visit, you look for Swino.
I would totally hang with this
pig. I was going to say, put your beer away or leave it out and maybe Swino will come to a visit.
I think you leave it out. It's like Santa.
He's like
you're
Santa,
out
yeah.
Guys, can you imagine how good that pork chop would be, though, with years of alcohol drinking?
Oh, I'm sure.
That would be the tastiest bacon I've ever had in my life.
Stay put. Here's what's next with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
He's marinating for years.
Oh, my God, yes. Like, that is drunken pork. Pork butt to the max.
Oh man, that does sound pretty good at 6:14 in the morning. On the way, the Nitty Gritty from Music City and some new music for
you. Keeping you in the know from Music Row. It's the Nitty Gritty from Music City on New Country Kix 96.9.
Jay DeMarcus of Rascal Flatts has just released his memoir. It's called Shotgun Angels: My Story of Broken Roads and Unshakable Hope. And one of the big revelations is that he and a former girlfriend had a baby that they gave up for adoption. Hold on. Dang it. Okay. I'm back.
Okay.
So, Jay and his former girlfriend did not plan to get pregnant. In fact, it was the first and only time they ever slept together, and the protection failed. Quote, we discussed options like getting married and raising the child, but determined we'd be making that decision for the wrong reason. It became evident that Maggie wanted nothing to do with me. There was no interest in the two of us somehow working things out so we could raise a child together. Jay's mother offered to raise the baby, but the girlfriend said no. Quote, from the very beginning, I wanted to be in the baby's life, but her mother didn't want either one of us in her life. That was a hard pill to swallow. Jay says he would still love to meet his daughter, but that's not in his hands. Quote, the adoptive family was supposed to give her a letter when she turned 14, explaining that I loved her, did not abandon her, and have tried several ways to make it possible to be in her life. So that all happened when he was in his early 20s, long before Rascal Flatts.
Okay.
He married his wife, Allison, in 2004, and they have two kids, an 8-year-old daughter and a 6-year-old son.
Hmm.
So, interesting stuff.
Yeah, that'd be tough. That'd be really tough.
So, Jake Owen has a brand new song for us. It is from his latest album. It's called Homemade, and it sounds like this.
I'm hearing from this album, like, Down at the Honky Tonk was a really fun,
that was
really
fun.
Easy,
yeah,
to
a fun
sing
song.
And a good song, and then I really like that, and I like that message. It's super relatable.
A good song.
I like it.
Of course, Jake will be down with us at Country Stampede this year, and you can get your tickets right now at kzkx.com. Well, Carrie Underwood's new tour starts tonight, and she's got some specific thoughts on what she wants to accomplish. Carrie says she is looking to uplift women by bringing openers Maddie and Tay and Runaway June on the Cry Pretty Tour. Quote, I feel like it's been a really great time for women to kind of come together and be like, let's support each other. We're all in this together. Let's be all in this together. It's going to be a great show from start to finish. That's our main objective. Her supporting acts seem to agree. Naomi Cook from Runaway June says, we literally could not have dreamed up a better platform for us to be releasing new music and playing new songs. Meanwhile, Maddie and Tay's Maddie Marlowe adds, watch all these chicks sell out arenas. And of course, she'll be here in June.
Yep.
This is the Nitty Gritty for Music City. I'm Lauren Silverman for Kicks 96.9.
Don't miss this. Next on the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show.
And we got free tickets for you for that show on our website at kzkx.com. So go there and get yours. That's a good thing. What other good things are out there? We'll get to that
next. Get up and get at it, Lincoln. It's the Kix Morning Show with JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
And again, if you ever got a good thing you'd like us to tell everybody about, just let us know. Direct message, Facebook or Twitter, KX969 with the title Good Thing. We'll add it to ours. What's yours today, Lauren?
My good thing, there is a man named John Sumi, and he lives near St. Louis. And 2 years ago, he got a new heart. He had been in heart failure for a couple of years, and he got a new heart that saved his life.
Nice.
There are all kinds of specific rules about how you can communicate with donor families and things like that. So John had just sent them a letter saying, you saved my life, thank you, all that. He didn't know any details, but they sent him back a letter with a picture of a 21-year-old named Donovan who had died in an accident. And that was all he really knew about them, and they'd never had any contact. Okay. Well, the St. Louis Cardinals hosted a Transplant Awareness Day. And Donovan's family was there, and they were all wearing T-shirts with pictures of Donovan on as part of Transplant Awareness Day. Now, this is the entire Cardinal Stadium, so obviously there's thousands of people there, right?
Yeah.
So John's wife recognizes the picture on the shirt and says, are you guys Donovan's family? And so John got to meet this family, and there's this video of everybody sobbing, and every single one of them, Donovan's parents, his sisters, hug John and listen to the heartbeat.
Oh, wow.
And everybody is sobbing, and it is the most beautiful video, and they're just talking about they think Donovan organized the whole thing.
Probably. Nice.
Because, I mean, the chances of them finding each other and recognizing each other are just infinitely small, so pretty amazing.
Put that on our JP Lauren Morning Space.
I will, because the video, oh, my God, if you don't cry, you're dead inside. Like,
that's probably true. Like, no, am I not crying? What's wrong with me?
All right, so my
good thing is Emilia Clarke, who's on Game of Thrones. She's one of the main characters on there. If you don't watch the show, you'll hear about, like, the Queen of Dragons, Khaleesi. She's awesome. Danny. Well, so she revealed about a month ago that during the first year of filming, she had two brain aneurysms. Like,
holy
if you
cow.
Ask Jason Momoa, who had played her husband in the first season,
mm-hmm.
if you ask him about it, he still starts crying because he was so sad about everything that happened. She had some brain damage from it, but she's good, and she's been just kicking butt on the show. One of the best characters on the show. She's awesome. Her storyline's awesome. Well, she as a human is also awesome, Emilia Clarke. So when Game of Thrones premiered, what do you do when your show premieres? Well, you dress up like another character on it, Jon Snow in this case, and you walk around Times Square trying to give away I Heart New York shirts, except for she took a marker and put a DA in front of it, D-A-N, so it says I Heart Danny, which is her character's nickname on the show. And she kept trying to give them to people, and no one would take them. Like, no one would take them. And she's just like, here you go.
Don't trust it. I don't trust it.
Yeah. And then so now if you go, and the videos are out now, and they're hilarious. And like, if you're one of the people on the video, they're like, no, we're good. Like, leave me alone, weirdo. And then you realize, no, that was like one of the main characters from your favorite show.
She's amazing.
That was not there. So good on her. That's fun when people do that kind of stuff.
Yeah. My good thing is a horse. A horse named Jenny. And Jenny lives in Germany and actually wanders around the banking capital of Frankfurt. And local authorities aren't exactly trying to capture Jenny, the white Arabian mare, because she has become a local celebrity over the last 14 years, just wandering around the town. Everybody knows her. Everybody wants to hang out with Jenny. And there's a little sign, a little note on her neck that says, my name is Jenny. I don't run away. I just go for a walk. I think we need to do that with my daughter's mini Mojo.
There you go.
Mojo is about the size of a dog. And he'll just wander around and follow you wherever you go. I think we could do that with Mojo.
I think you pointed out last time the photo of him like leaning down the horse, like leaning down. And I think it's like kissing somebody or something. Like it just, that's such a cool.
That horse is the mayor of that town. Yeah, like kissing babies cool and greeting people. Mayor.
Good. Yeah. So very good.
Hold on. This is what's next with JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Husker Nick will be on special assignment.
I don't quite understand this and I need help.
Okay.
Because this is strange to me.
We'll get into that. You can actually participate in the conversation now on Facebook or Twitter at KX969.
You're just a few seconds away from this. It's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Ah, it's wedding season.
It is, isn't it?
Some people are starting to get their ducks in order and getting ready.
Sorry,
for...
Sorry, bank account.
Oh, no, I know. Like, God bless my brother, and I'm so happy he got married, and the last like week since we got back has been, okay, so how do we figure out to get that money back in our bank account? Because we're hurting now.
Mm-hmm. Traveling out there for the wedding and all
going
the
out,
fun stuff.
The whole
with
family
that.
Wasn't ready for that.
That's a bit of a challenge.
Dude, okay, so I got something else I wasn't ready for, and I want to ask you guys if you've ever had to do this, okay? So a friend of mine is getting married, and I'm super happy for him. Okay. I'm like, way to go. This is cool. Sure. Not going to lie. A little frustrated. Thought I might be a groomsman in this wedding.
Oh, you didn't get groomsmen.
Like, I was like, man, I've known you since, you know, we were in third grade. I thought maybe you and I were tight, but evidently not tight enough to get in the wedding. But he did say to me, I got something I need you to do. And I was like, all right, what do we got to do here?
Right.
And he goes, during the reception, I need a big favor. And I'm thinking, yeah, I'll put out chairs. I'll carry stuff. You need me to carry something. That's fine. That's good. He goes, I got this cousin that I'm bringing. This cousin of mine, got to invite him, my favorite aunt's kid, steals everything like a little klepto. And I'm like, why would you invite him? And they're like, well, because my aunt, I love her, and she'd be mad.
It's family.
Right. You so klepto cousin is showing up, and he goes, I need you to watch this guy and make sure he doesn't steal stuff from our wedding table. And I'm like, again, why are you bringing this guy?
That is the beauty of weddings, because there are all kinds of people that you would not normally have at a party you would throw that you have to invite.
Right.
Yep.
In order to keep the peace. Also, I don't, not specifically with stealing, but I don't think I've ever been to a wedding where somebody didn't have to be wrangled.
Yeah.
Where, like, I guess, there's always, like, there's somebody who you know is going to cause challenges or problems of some kind. At my wedding, it was my mom. My mom disappears all the damn time. She'll go smoke. She'll take a phone call. She's like a little like, bing, 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 bing,
just
bing.
Just gotta go wherever.
Margo's everywhere.
Yes. So my best friend, who was my maid of honor, was the Margo Wrangler.
Oh,
the
man.
Margo Wrangler.
Like, when we need her, can you just keep an eye and make sure she's in the vicinity a
for
little
photos.
Bit before we're okay. gonna need her for things. We
Father
only lost her.
Dance.
We did lose her one time.
You did?
When we were gonna do the entrances and stuff afterwards, we lost her, and she was, I don't know. She had to move her car. She didn't
move her car.
I don't know.
Just because, you know.
Welcome to my whole damn life.
Hold on. My daughter's about to have her first dance. Got to move my car. I'll be right back. I have. There's important things in this world, and that car being moved is it.
You can't pin her down.
Should I request, because I like that, the wedding wrangler. Can I get a, like I want a t-shirt or something out of this.
Or like your own like name badge, wedding wrangler.
Yeah.
Also, I need to know, like, can I just punch him? Like, what do I got to do to stop this person?
That's a true
Just,
fact.
Like, run over and clothesline him?
That, like, he won't do it if he realizes somebody's looking. So,
so
like,
I need
you
to make it over
to, like,
the top.
Position yourself.
You come
so
right
like okay
him.
So
be there,
so
suddenly.
Imagine this okay. we're in the at the reception
right.
It's a big hall, we're sitting across the hall, the guy looks over at me, do I give him the old point to my eyes point
yeah,
at him
definitely.
And then give him the you're done if you steal something deal, like a little throat slash action.
Come up behind him, he's at the table where all the gifts
so
are.
So is this like, okay so this is common then, because you had
yes.
someone luckily yep. I did not have to, thank God I did not have to have a wedding wrangler, as you called it.
Yes,
but like, so this is a common deal.
Yes, I have another good friend, it was her grandma starts a fight all the time. Always
really?
Has to pick a fight with someone.
Oh, grandma?
So I was supposed to position myself and talk to grandma if she started to get aggressive with anybody. Like, bring up certain things
if
that grandma likes to bring up.
If we were to get married now, I'd have to have someone just following around my father-in-law to make sure he didn't talk politics. Like, that would be a big...
Yes.
So, okay, I can see where you're at now.
Okay, so let's get to it here.
More? Yep, you're just seconds away from this. From JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Your wedding wrangler story.
Who did you have to watch at your wedding?
466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. There's always something that's going on the way. You had to keep an eye on so-and-so.
Gonna get too drunk, gonna start a fight, whatever it is.
Whatever it is, 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. We'll let you come party with us at the... May the 4th be with you game at the Storm Chasers on Saturday.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick in the morning are on
Kix 96.9.
All kinds of stuff happens at weddings, and so therefore you might need a wedding wrangler, which is the new title for Husker Nick. An upcoming wedding, he's got to keep track of a cousin who's got sticky fingers.
Not my cousin, someone else's cousin. Sticky Finger McGee is what I'm going to call him the whole time.
We wanted to know from you.
Man, when this music's playing, I'm really into it, too.
Now, into
like, I got my hands on my hips. Right? I don't even have guns on my hips. I'm ready to fire.
Oh, no.
Coming for you, Sticky Finger McGee.
Who did somebody have to watch?
Eric just messaged us. I've had to be the one to be wrangled as a best man.
Okay.
Somebody bet me I couldn't go drink for drink with a guy way bigger than me at an open bar.
Yeah. Hey, there you go.
That
That's good.
He lost that.
My brother just emailed me, and he's right, or text me, he's right. So, like, I'm the person everybody has to watch. So, at my brother Trevor's wedding, they're like, Nick, you're on the radio, give a speech. That's the common thing. Like,
why?
I was at my wife's best friend's wedding that my wife's in, and I was in it, too. I introduced them, and they're like, Nick, you're in the radio, give a speech. I'm like, all right.
You can talk on a microphone.
Every time I get up at these things, though, like, I really think about it, and I spend a lot of time thinking about it, and this is the one time in the world where I am super cry guy. Like, I cannot give a speech about people I love without crying. And like, my brother just texted me and said, like, at his, he told my other brother, Trev, you got to keep an eye on Nick.
If he looks like he's getting
serious as he's getting ready for that speech, you gotta wrangle him in get him, like,
stop him.
Yeah, like get him laughing or something. And it didn't happen. And sure enough, I was probably like 60 seconds into a quick little, I miss my brother, but I'm glad I love the people that are here, and now I'm gonna cry.
Oh no.
And like, I'm like tearing up, and I'm like fighting it. You know that face you do where you're like, I'm gonna fight this.
I got this.
I am gonna fight past
these
tears.
I can do it.
If I could punch this tear, I would, but it hurt me more than it would the tear.
Who did you have to wrangle? Good morning, Michael.
Well, they had a whole plan at my sister's wedding to make sure that I was wrangled.
Why?
Because, well, in their mind, so I was in the military at the time, so I was back home
right.
for the wedding. And in their mind, or in my mind, I guess, it was me mingling with everybody I haven't seen in a while. So I would always disappear to go talk to different people.
Right.
But in their mind, it was I was trying to talk to anything that was single. So they made it seem like I was just this guy that kept disappearing. And at one point, towards the end of the night, and I mind you, I'm not wasted by any means. I'm
right.
having a good time. They tried to put one of those backpacks on me that have, like, straps, like 3-year-old toddlers wear.
Really?
Like an actual leash?
Yeah, like they wanted me to put that backpack on so I couldn't wander off when they wanted to take pictures. And I 100% refused, and it turned into, like, a big thing for, like, an hour.
Oh, no. I will not wear a backpack.
Nobody's going to wear that backpack.
You can't make me wear a backpack. Kyle on Facebook says, I'm going to have to make a plan to wrangle my fiance. She gets super crazy when she's drunk, and we're getting married in a barn venue where there are calves. She is definitely going to try to steal a calf in her wedding dress.
But if you're the owner of that calf, you'll be mad, but it's also her wedding day.
It's also adorable.
You just give it to her, and you're like, hey, dude, happy wedding day. Take that home.
Look, they're already paying for that barn venue. He's got their credit card number.
Right.
He's charging for that calf.
Way back, we had to rock, paper, scissors to keep track of a buddy of ours because his girlfriend broke up with him in January. And then, like, it was wedding season, and we had multiple fraternity brothers getting married. Marriage, wedding. And she happened to know everybody else as well in the group. So every time the two of them got together, there were like three or four of us had to rock, paper, scissors who had to watch Jack that night because he would end up with her and they'd either hook up or just cause a giant fight. At one point in time, they threw cake at each other. It got so escalated. And then they'd get together and they'd be together for like a week and then it would be horrifying. They'd break up again.
They'd get sad because it was a wedding. And like,
over and over again.
You frat bros and sorority bros are just, you guys are crazy. I'm glad I was never in one.
Hi, Christina, you're getting married?
Well, I'm actually getting married this Saturday.
Congrats.
Do you have a plan for one guest in particular?
My mother.
Okay. Yeah, why?
She is just one of those people that has to tell everybody her entire life story.
Oh. Yep.
And so we've specifically let the DJ know that she's not allowed to have a microphone, but she can.
Nobody has that kind of time.
She can definitely talk to somebody. Yeah.
Amy Laws went through the same thing with her dad. She had specific instructions to keep her dad away from the DJ. Because he had a microphone and he wanted to say hey to all the cousins that they haven't seen. My favorite nephew, haven't seen him forever since the wedding, and let's dedicate a song to them.
You're in the same room. Just go talk to them. You don't have to do it on a microphone.
One of my good buddies, he plays on my softball team. He just got married 2 weeks ago. And everybody in there was like, because he's a military guy. They're like, we're going to have to wrangle the groom, make sure he doesn't get too hammered during this wedding, the whole nine yards. Well, no one paid attention to the bride and Miss Lindsay, who is like the best person I know, and he outkicked his coverage by 10 miles, was like drunk dancing on tables and running all over the place and just passed out by the end of the night. She's a super fit individual, so I think the alcohol hit her really hard.
Yeah.
But yeah, they picked the wrong prater, I think, to worry about there.
So, well, good luck with your wedding wrangling bit.
Yep.
Yeah. We'll see how that goes.
I'm going to dominate this thing.
I think so,
especially if we play that music in the background the whole time. Yeah, I'm just going to look at him and constantly...
I see just an image of you, like he's at the gift table and grabbing something and you flying through the air and hitting him
actually,
and taking out the gift
table. No. I'm lazy. I'm going to just be a dad. I'm going to be about probably 30 feet away and keep going, hey, I see you. Hey, stop it.
Next, watch out. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
I am watching you.
Stop touching that.
Do not make me get out of this seat.
Don't touch it!
I'm such a good dad.
No kidding.
Ain't nothing gonna stop us now.
Good morning! JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are on
Kix 96.9.
Relationships are challenging.
Couples costumes. Whenever that happens, that means manhood has left the building.
And occasionally, couples need professional help.
Oh, wait, I had their own lipstick.
That's it, I've had it.
Just 1 minute.
Nothing takes a minute with you.
But when getting by on the cheap is the plan of action, there's... Couples Therapy with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
All right, where we help you out with any couples issues, whatever it
marital
might be.
Marital issues, usually. Yeah.
I mean, if you think about it, we're such an outstanding resource for people.
Here we go.
Why'd you laugh about that?
Here we go.
We're like a awesome resource. Like, we're Wikipedia for marriages. Like, I think. Like, you could just come on here and type in a little something. We're ready for everything. We know what's going on. We can inform you. It may not be the truth, but it's something we'll make up.
We'll say words.
People can just throw anything they want on Wikipedia. We'll just throw anything out there for fun.
There you go.
We got you guys.
Okay. So
got you guys.
Need our help. We're here for you, and that's what we're going to try to do today for Melissa and John. Melissa's
doo-doo.
Yeah, I did. Thank you.
I like it.
So Melissa reached out to us about wanting to help her and John out. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
All right, Melissa, what is the issue? What can we do for you this morning?
How can we help you?
Okay, well, my husband and I, we've been dating since junior high.
Okay.
And we are married, obviously. We have three beautiful daughters. Eldest 16, youngest of six. We're from small town Nebraska. And we feel it's time to tell our kids something that they have no idea about, but we're not sure that all of them are ready.
Okay.
I think they are.
You don't think they are?
You think they are?
I think that they are
you
ready.
Do think
okay,
they
so
are.
That's okay. The point of trepidation. You guys have something to tell them, and I'm guessing that means your husband disagrees with you on this.
Okay, so
what
the most important
them?
Question, what's the issue? What do you
lay it on us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like I said, we've been dating since high school, and we got pregnant really young, and we had a son and gave him up for adoption because, I mean, we were too young. We couldn't afford it financially. We just moved from small town to Lincoln, and it just wasn't something. We couldn't provide a life that would have been anything good for that little baby boy, and our daughters don't know about it.
Oh, wow.
They just don't know.
So you think they're ready to know this?
Yes. I mean, we don't know anything about him. We don't know where he is, but... Our oldest, she's old enough to hear it, and soon enough, she's probably going to want to try to find him, or I don't know. I know I would, and it's just been a difficult topic.
Yeah, okay.
Well, we are here for you, ladies, so fear not. We'll help you out on this, okay?
Well, let's hear from your husband then. Yep. John, how are you today?
Good morning.
I'm a little nervous, honestly.
Okay, yeah. I mean, this is a lot to talk about on the radio.
No kidding.
Hey, we're here.
Why do you not want to tell them?
Well, it's mostly our six-year-old, you know. She's sensitive, and if we tell the 16-year-old, we have to tell the six-year-old. Right. And if we don't, well, I feel like it'll just kind of be mentioned somehow, and she's smart, so she'll figure out what we're talking about. But I just think it's too heavy. It's just too much. You know, like, that means that we've kept somebody from them their whole life. It's going to feel like a lie.
Mm-hmm.
I remember how I felt when I first learned about the Easter Bunny and Santa Claus. You know, I just think this is a bit heavy. I think we should keep it a secret for now. Wait till they're a little older, when they're a little bit more, when they're all mature enough to take it in.
So you think maybe just over time, then once the six-year-old's a little older, you guys can do that kind of thing?
I guess my concern there would only be if you wait till the six-year-old is old enough, now the 16-year-old is an adult.
Much older. Yeah, you're talking, so 26. So now they've waited 26 years, so they might be mad.
Well, I mean, things that
they waited
like
that so long
feel,
to find
like,
out.
Feel like a big reveal. You know what I mean? If you wait forever.
Yeah.
I mean, then it feels like a secret, not just a, you know what I mean?
Heavy.
It is heavy. Is this something that other people in your life know about? Your, like, close friends from forever, obviously your parents?
I mean, we don't talk about it. So, I mean, people that we've met a long time, they don't know necessarily because we don't bring it up. But people from way back when, they know.
Mm-hmm.
But we just don't talk about it. So it kind of stays quiet, which has been good. But now with Melissa's feelings on stuff coming to pass in the next couple of years with our 16-year-old, it's just been something that's been coming up more and more. That's why we're coming to you, because we want to kind of, you know, squash this for a little while, or, you know, I don't know, figure out how to approach this. I personally think it should stay silent.
Good news is, you came to the right place because we got our Kix family.
Well, I guarantee
all
you
of our
lot
listeners
of people,
are awesome.
I guarantee you a lot of people have been in this or a very similar situation.
Okay, so let's put it to the people then.
Yeah.
Stay put. Here's what's next with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
We want to hear from you guys. Whose side are you on in this situation? Are you with Melissa and we need to tell the kids about their older brother, or do you think you should keep it a secret for now, like John?
I can't. This is the first time I've not been 100% one direction. I'm leaning dad's side. But I'm willing to hear about it. Okay. I'm willing to hear more.
Linnell's got some advice for him. We'll get more of your calls and who you pick, what side you're on with Couples Therapy, 466-9696.
What gets me going in the morning is country music.
It's food for the day.
Gets me going in the morning.
Nothing gets me going like you.
Mornings with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Kix 96.9.
Then we take it to the people with Couples Therapy. Melissa believes that they should... tell their other kids about their older brother who was put up for adoption way back because she and John have known each other since, like, for forever. And had a child when they were 19. They now have three girls. The oldest one is getting closer to graduation age, and so Melissa thinks that maybe we tell them about...
Older brother.
The older brother. And dad's not firm on that because he's still nervous about the six-year-old's sensitivity and just how they would take it.
Jenny on Facebook says, I think they should tell them. I was in a similar situation and my mom shared it at the same age. So I grew up not only feeling my mother's love for this child that my mother had, but also I felt like I knew him to a certain extent already. When my mom passed away, he found us and it was a blessed and happy reunion.
Okay.
First of all, I have nothing but confidence that our listeners are going to crush this because they're just great people.
Great people.
Secondly, tweet coming in from Rival Dad, who I told you, he's smarter than me, better looking, has a better job, all that stuff. He's my best friend.
Right.
He's got one more kid than me. Like, he just outdoes me. Two dogs, I have one. Like, it's just crazy. He says, guys, what I would suggest is calling a child psychologist to get a professional opinion for the young six-year-old and how to kind of handle it if you do decide to do this. Good suggestion there.
An anonymous one says, I didn't find out until I was 24 that my dad wasn't my biological father. At 24, it was emotional. I felt like I'd been misled for so long. I feel like the longer you wait with these kind of things, the harder it's going to be.
Okay. Well, we've got Linnell and Chelsea coming up. James is on hold as well. We'll talk to you here as well. Get your thoughts on what side you're on between Team Melissa or Team John. Telling the kids about their older brother. Where are your calls coming up?
Live on your radio, it's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. Relationships are challenging.
Couples costumes. Whenever that happens, that means manhood has left the building.
And occasionally, couples need professional help.
Oh, wait, I had their own lipstick.
That's it, I've had it.
It's 1 minute.
Nothing takes a minute with you.
But when getting by on the cheap is the plan of action, there's Couples Therapy with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Helping out our friends, Melissa and John. And you guys, thank you so much for listening to the show and being a part of it and being willing to put your story out here for us to talk about. It's tough. It's not easy. So we've had some really good advice and some good comments that we've gotten from our listeners so far this morning. We'll start with Dixie first. Good morning, Dixie.
Yeah, so similar situation. I'm the one that was given up for adoption. And when I found, when I found my birth mother about 20-something years ago, she had told me that she told each of my four younger sisters, half-sisters, as they got old enough, she let them know, you know, what had happened and that they had a sister out there somewhere. And when I found them, my youngest sister was 8, and she did not know until that time. So they told each child as they kind of got to the age where they felt they were old enough.
Oh, so individually at that age, at certain age.
Yes, individually, when they got to the age they felt was appropriate, they told them.
That seems like a pretty good plan, too. Thank you, Dixie, for your call.
Listeners are so awesome.
Hi, Linnell. Good morning.
Told you.
Well, I'm kind of on the dads just because I have been in this situation with their kid, like the kids' situation.
Right.
My dad was married before, but they had a baby and put it up for adoption.
Okay.
Me and my sister didn't know anything about it or anything about the adoption or anything. And we found out when that son came looking for my dad. And so if all those years I would have known I had another brother out there, I think I would have been kind of like, well, what's he like? All these questions. So I think maybe wait till the girls are way older or wait till that son comes looking for them, if he ever does.
All right.
I don't know. That's my opinion on
it. We appreciate you for that, Linnell.
Anne says, I've known from a very young age. I've had a sister that I never met. Danica has an interesting point. She says, tell them because the world is so interconnected, especially with social media and everything, and your oldest daughter being just a few years away from college, there's a decent chance she'll somehow find out on her own and then maybe be upset with you for keeping it from
that's
her,
a good point.
Which is an interesting
I mean, think about it. Most all kids from Nebraska go to Nebraska. They get run into her and they're going to run into each other
bump
in college.
Into each other.
Oh boy.
So as of right now, as the polls go on Facebook and Twitter, on Facebook
says 86% tell them.
Woo! Okay. What's Twitter?
Twitter, I think, is like
68%.
Yeah,
all right.
So most of our listeners are in favor of go ahead, just tell them.
Dude, and, totally do what Rival Dad
yeah,
said.
Yeah, I think talk
call,
to
call a child psychologist just to say, good. Hey, real quick, I pick your brain on something. Here's what's happening.
Right.
They'll give you some great advice on that thing, and then you guys will go on with your merry lives.
I'm sure there's also a ton you could read on this online.
Yeah, that's true.
If that's financially not a thing.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. Right.
Can we, hey, real quick, can we hook up their family with some movie tickets?
Yeah.
Since they were cool enough to jump on with us.
You,
go see Avengers or something. Although that, I heard that movie makes people cry. So let's go to something fun. There's a kid's movie
Shazam's
coming out this
still
weekend.
Out. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
That's
you guys go have a family out. Fun day.
So you guys can have movies on us and again, thank you for sharing your story with us, all right?
Well, thank you. I feel definitely a lot better. Maybe because more people are leaning on my side, but
well, hey, if anything,
quick.
You heard from a lot
the
of people
whole
who have
social media
had,
thing.
You've heard from a lot
even
of people
think about
today.
It until just now. What if they met, but they didn't know that they were brother and sister? And what if like something happened between them? You know what I mean? Oh my God!
Well, think about all the people that just called in had a similar story.
Yeah,
in one shape, you know, you guys aren't alone. So there you go. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you. Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you both. Have a great day.
Thank you.
You bet. And again, if you have an issue, it doesn't matter if it's heavy or funny, we're here for you.
I'm like, the biggest earth-shattering lie my parents ever told me was that, so we had this, I had a Doberman Pinscher as a kid named Magic. That's right.
Magic.
Yeah. Awesome dog. It was, or a Doberman. It was too big for our yard. So my mom, one day, I remember it like it was yesterday, this taxi cab pulls up in our driveway. There's someone in it. They take Magic out, put her in the truck or in the taxi, and it drives off. This is down in Missouri. And I'm like, what just happened? And they're like, son, the yard was too big for Magic, so we had to ship her off to a farm so that way she could go live on a farm. Well, and I'm like, wow. And they're like, yeah, we really looked around and did all these things to find Magic a great farm and all that. And I was like, oh, my dog is going to live on a farm. That's cool, you know.
Nah.
Like 2 months ago, I was telling my wife about it in front of my mom. And she goes, Nick, we just gave that to a person down the street. That dog lived about 10 houses from you for the next 4 years.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what?
Why would they
Magic?
Do that?
No. Oh, my God. It was just, oh, why would you lie to me? My world was
thing.
Shattered. And
don't
I'm second thought
this.
I remember that dog now. God.
You want Magic back.
My dog Magic.
We may have to dive in a little bit deeper to the lies parents tell coming up. But hey, if you need our help, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969 for couples therapy. Just direct message us and we'll help you too to maybe lighten the mood a little bit. Or if you've got a serious secret that your parents kept from
I'm
you.
I'm telling you, my parents gave away a dog. That I had when I was a kid, Magic, little Doberman. She was awesome. She was pure muscle and way too big for our yard.
Huh?
And they gave it to the neighbors down the street and just told me like 2 months ago when I was applauding them for having found a great home on like some farm or something that it grew up like four houses down from me.
Four more years.
I could have walked down there and saw Magic anytime
Every
I
day.
Wanted. I remember that dog.
Wow, that is a
God.
Big secret that they kept from you. All right, so 466-9696, or you can let us know on Facebook or Twitter. If you need to stay anonymous because you don't want to bust out your parents, or you are the parents that are telling the keeping the secret, you can just be anonymous and direct message us as well, or 466-9696.
But these don't have to be super serious.
No, they can be fun. It can be ridiculous.
Secrets and lies that your parents kept from you or you're keeping from your kids.
466-9696, or Facebook and Twitter to be a part of the show. We'll get your calls coming up after Blake.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. The Kix Morning Show is on now.
Liar! Liar! Liar!
You sit on a throne of lies.
Our parents are keeping secrets from us.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas on Twitter has a pretty good one.
Okay.
He said, my favorite uncle growing up moved for 4 years. I loved him. I missed him. Never saw him for the 4 years. Found out later in life it's because he went to jail.
Well, that is a big secret about your uncle.
Oh, my goodness.
He moved for a while.
He just moved.
He moved
for a job.
A lot.
Yeah, we can't see him. No traveling.
No traveling.
He's really busy all the time.
Hey, Jordan, what lie did your parents tell you?
That sleeping was a punishment.
Sleeping was a punishment? Like, I'll send you to bed?
Yeah, they'll send me to bed when they got mad.
And now it's like the best thing ever, right? Like, please, tell me to go take a nap.
Yeah.
Naps for days. I could do that.
Kate says, my dad told me people only get 10,000 words a month. If you reach your limit, you physically cannot speak until the new month begins. Anytime I was especially talkative, my dad would say, careful, you've passed 9,000.
Wow. That's funny.
David, and I like the way he put this, and I think there's a lot of people in the world that will agree. David said that my mom wasn't an angel growing up. Yeah. I thought everybody's moms were perfect angels growing up.
Hi, Kix. What was the lie your parents told you?
Well, I am the parent, but I have told my children that when the ice cream truck rings his bell, that means he's out and he's telling you not to come.
That is one of my favorites. My parents told me it was a music truck.
Yes!
They never even told me it was an ice cream truck.
Oh, my God. I'm going to remember that.
That way you don't have to deal with the ice cream
man. I feel like when you were a kid, like, I mean, I didn't know you as a child, obviously, but yeah, it's a music truck. Lauren's like, oh, I'm going to go see the truck.
I can just see you standing
like
on
you're
the
even
step.
More happy.
And the ice cream guy is literally slowing down because he can see you out there. He's like, maybe I can get some money out of her. And you're just singing along to the song he's playing.
He's got someone he's training, and he's like, hey, guys, this is my favorite road. Watch this weirdo run out and start singing to me over here. Oh, man.
That is so
this
funny.
Sounds like something my dad would have said. Steve says, my dad told me the rumble strips on the highway were for blind drivers. That 100% feels like something my dad would have said.
Way to go, Dad.
Trent, real quick, we're live on the air, so don't curse. What was the secret your parents kept from you?
That it was illegal to drive with the dome light on.
What?
My dad and mom used to tell me that, too. I'd want to read a book or something. They're like, no, it's illegal.
That makes sense.
You can't
sense.
Do that. We'll get arrested.
Can't have the dome light on.
Yeah, I had the same thing.
That's funny.
Dan says, my mother decided to wait until I was 20 years old to tell me about the time I cooked my pet goldfish in the Easy Bake oven because I wanted to make them some seafood.
Yeah. There's a tweet that came in from Janice, and she said, I still haven't told my daughter that when she was 4, she hugged her kitten to death.
Oh, no!
Like, how do you hey, by the way, you slaughtered a small kitten as a 4-year-old. Like, you smothered her with your love. Like, wow. Be careful with your boyfriends now that you're older.
Hugs of death.
Yeah.
Wow. The things we get from our kids, man.
Oh, I would just not tell my kid about that.
No, I wouldn't do that. That's too funny. Real quick with Alyssa. Good morning, Alyssa. We're live in the air, so don't curse. What was the secret?
My mom would always, if we didn't get along, she would make us sit and hug each other. But if we would make faces at each other, they would always tell us that they'll get stuck like that.
Yeah, no, that was a big thing. I used to cross my eyes all the time, and my dad would always say, hey, somebody hits in the back, you're going to get stuck like that. And so I just didn't cross my eyes. Thanks, Alyssa.
Okay, this one's scary.
Okay.
It's a direct message. It says, I'm not sure if it was an honest mistake or if there's something I really don't know, but I have a picture of me as a toddler with my parents at SeaWorld, and on the back there is a date written in it. The date is 14 months before I was born.
Uh-oh.
I am terrified to ask about it.
Yeah, just run with it.
No.
I would just go with it. Just,
I
they just
know
made
about
a simple
that
mistake.
Secret.
You might be 2 years older than you think you are.
Or you've got an older brother or sister that looks like you
That's
as a baby.
True.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Or your parents weren't married, so they lied to you about how old you
were. Or maybe that wasn't SeaWorld and they were going to feed you to like a shark.
That's true.
Whoa. All kinds of possibilities. Now he needs to know about what happened.
Right. I'm going with the feed you to a shark possibility.
You go with that one?
Okay. Mm-hmm. I think that might be the
You
one
can tell us on. Your secrets on Facebook and Twitter as well, KX969.
Hold on. This is what's next with JP Lauren and Husker. Nick on Kix 96.9.
Haven't got to Kenny Chesney tickets yet, so that still can happen for you. And Romeo and Juliet, the Frog Edition, coming up in just a bit. Brought to you by Max Muscle.
Live, local, and laughing. Now, it's JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
A love struck Romeo. Sing the streets a serenade.
Ah, the love that has to go on between two animals to keep their species alive.
This would be such a, like I feel like one of them showed up going, all right. And the other, and the other one's like,
come on.
Yeah.
You guys can't be serious.
Giggity giggity.
So what's going on with these water frogs, Lauren?
Well, basically, they are responsible for the survival of their species.
Well, what kind of, first meeting is that?
They are a very endangered species, And they were put into a tank together because they need to procreate or else there are no more of them.
That's a lot of pressure, dude.
So they named them, the scientists that are working on this, Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, wow. Do they know that they, like, die at
Yeah, do they know how that plague goes out? Like, that's not a good...
Right, everyone dies in
poisoning
the end.
Yeah,
no, there's no, there's nothing that comes out of that story that would lead to establishing the frog population here.
Yeah, it says, their first meeting was a success. If the mating is productive, it could mean restored hope for the species and for the conservation of other amphibians threatened by habitat destruction, exotic species, pollution, climate change, and fungus.
Wow.
All of that is on them.
That's a lot of pressure.
Man, though, I will say, like, again, depending on how this goes down, like, about a year from now, these two have gotten used to each other. Now they're really comfortable. He rolls over, starts rubbing her back. She's like, I'm not ready. Not happening. And he's like, honey, for the species. Like, he's got that ultimate, you know what I mean?
Species and everything else around to survive.
She's like, would you just quit putting all this pressure on me? All right?
And he can tell her, because this is true, look, we've both been cleared of the deadly fungal disease that might have posed
Man,
a problem
hold
here.
On. She turns around and goes, well, hello then.
Wait, you don't have the deadly fungal disease either?
Ribbit, ribbit.
No herba dirt for you. All right, that's good.
Ribbit, ribbit, ribbit.
Procreate and save the world.
This is like, I don't know, man. This would be a ton of pressure. And the longer they're together, the more likely nothing's going to happen. So they got to figure this
so
out.
So here we go. At their first meeting, the two spent a few minutes making introductions in a small tank in the museum. Their date was so successful.
Hold on, I think we need a little Kenny G to go with this.
Yeah.
All right, get
their
it.
Date was so successful that the frogs have been living together in Romeo's aquarium ever since.
Oh, really?
In Romeo's in Romeo's habitat, they were more comfortable. The moment Juliet moved there, Romeo started singing. This surprised researchers who had worried that Romeo had stopped making his mating calls because he was too old to reproduce.
Oh, no,
but his
no.
croaking right. meant he was ready to go.
Yeah, it don't matter how old you are. You get a girlfriend moving in.
Wow.
You'll be all right. But the trick here is he needs to know. If he starts leaving his socks in the front room, that ruins the mood.
That's going
to
ruin it
like,
all.
Like, you can't, you don't, I don't care how many candles you have burning and what kind of dinner he cooked for her. If his socks are laid in the front room right when she comes home, it ain't happening.
Would you like to hear another complicating factor?
Please. Yeah, let's hear it.
How this particular breed of frog breeds?
Yeah.
Once the male...
Wait a minute, is this clean?
Yes,
I don't know
it
if
is.
I want to... How
it
they
is.
Breed? Is it's that what
scientific.
You're getting into?
Okay.
No,
scientific.
No, 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 no.
We're good.
Okay, so once the eggs have been laid and he has to fertilize them, he cannot eat until the deed is done, which can take weeks or months. He literally cannot.
Oh, no.
So he's got motivation.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Wow.
Not only is he trying to save the species, he can't eat any worms until this whole
he's
thing is done.
He's going on like
done.
A super diet
Make,
all for
right?
some kids.
Make some babies or you're not eating for days. Wow, that's
so,
even more pressure.
Yeah. Also, when he gets excited, he sings and makes what they call jazz hands.
Yeah! Like, he didn't think he'd ever in a million years have relations with a lady again because the frogs are all going away.
Yeah.
She shows up and he's like, hello, my baby. Yeah. Hello, my darling. And she's just ready to go.
From this, with the JP I Lauren
love every part of
this
story.
On Kicks 96.9.
Oh, man. Dancing frogs, saving the world. Brought to you by Concordia University Online Learning. You learn more on our show than anywhere else, probably.